They're a little bit like people, computers are. Sometimes they, when they, you turn them on, they say hi to you. You know, they welcome you, or they say something to you, or they give you some new information. It's like, it's because they have a brain. They have a memory, and they actually have sense organs that they can receive input through a keyboard, through a mouse, through a scanner. There's a lot of ways they can receive input. And then they have output too. They can have these speakers. That's how we can hear them say, or they can play music to us. And they can print out things so we can have something to take to show to somebody else. Or they can just show us what's on the screen. So they communicate to us. But there's another way that they are a little bit like a person. And that is that they have often a modem. A modem that connects to an online service that connects you with a gigantic internet. Okay? So this modem is a little bit like a person's spirit. You see, we are also spiritual beings, and we have contact through our spirit, through our modem, to the spiritual world. And therefore we can sort of be connected with the spiritual world, but there's a risk involved in that. There's a risk in being involved in the spiritual world. You see, because just like on the internet, there are cruel pranksters who like to make computer viruses that will crash your system and make you very unhappy. And you know, our worst enemy is Satan. He's a spirit being, and he would love to get control of our lives and to keep us from the happiness that God wants us to have. Well, the key to safety and fulfillment in our lives is to stay connected and online with heaven. Stay connected online with heaven. Now, this is a very interesting passage that was read today, Acts chapter 1, verses 1 through 11, because it talks about Christ's ascension. And it is the halfway point between Luke's gospel, because Luke was the author of Luke's gospel, but he was also the author of the book of Acts. And it was like the in-between point between those two, the gospel and the Acts. Now, what it's showing is in the gospel is the story of Christ. It's a story of the gospel. It's a story of how we get the gospel. And you can see this in this passage that was at the very beginning of this passage in Acts. It says, all that Jesus began to do and teach. That's the subject of the gospel. But the book of Acts is the story of the church. And it says, instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles he had chosen. In other words, now we're making a shift from what Jesus is doing and teaching to the apostles and those they would teach, which is us, the church. And this is a very interesting point. It's like a very interesting connecting point. And I thought it's good to talk about the computer system, because basically we want to be online with heaven, and there was only one way that could happen. Is for our representative to be in heaven. The representative of the human race now to be in heaven. This is a very interesting concept to being. What does it mean to be connected and online with heaven? Well, it has to do with the ascension. But it also means to have an understanding of the kingdom of God. It's to have an understanding of the kingdom of God. In verse 3, I'll read it again, even though we've read it a couple times here. After his suffering, he showed himself to these men and gave many convincing proofs that he was alive. He appeared to them over a period of 40 days and spoke about the kingdom of God in those 40 days. Now, that's really interesting. You know, God is concerned that Christians get their message straight, not to get it all confused and everything. He wants their message straight. So, 40 days of instruction about the kingdom of God. And the message is the king himself. the message is Jesus. It's really about the King. It's not just about his teachings. It's not just about his example of a holy life. And it's really not just about how he personally deals with our own lives. All of those things are very, very, very important. But the message is about the King. Everything focuses on him. It's all about him because he is the connecting point between his story here on earth and our story on earth through being online with heaven. We proclaim a conquering King. That's our message. God wants us to get the message straight, and we proclaim a conquering King. It says in Revelation 1:18, here's Christ's testimony. I am the living one. I was dead, and behold, I'm alive forever and ever, and I hold the keys of death and hell. I own them. He holds them. He's in possession of those keys. He came from eternity. Christ came from eternity to become human. And now, as a human king, you got to get this point. Christ is now a human king. He's God. He came from eternity, but he became human for a reason, for a very special reason. And he holds the future in his hands. He's got the keys of everything, the keys of our future. The gospel of the kingdom, we hear so much about that. The gospel of the kingdom, to preach the good news of the kingdom. What is that? That Jesus, that God, his Son, came down and became human. From all eternity with God, but he came down and became human. Now that is just, the incarnation has fascinated me. It's something I will never get over. It's so amazing. And it makes life so meaningful. It helps us to understand incarnational reality, because that's what we are as humans. We are incarnations of God. He has made us to be in his image, in our flesh, in our bodies, to bear that image. And Jesus also took that image, an image of himself. He became one of us. And now he has died on the cross, risen again, and he is reigning in this kingdom that is a future kingdom. But it now has reality in the present life. This is an amazing thing. To understand the kingdom of God, you must realize that it is the future. The kingdom of God, the reign of God over everything, is the future. That is what it is. And our king is the future king of that kingdom, who came from the future into our present age, and this present age has not submitted to the king. This world has not. The church is almost like a little battalion that has formed a beachhead in enemy territory. That's what the church is a little bit like. And that's why we sing Onward Christian Soldiers. That's why the church that is still on earth is called the church militant, and the church that is already in victory, you know, and has gone to glory is called the church triumphant, the church victorious. And we are a part of an army from the future. Isn't that a strange thing? We have become members of an army that's from the future, in the present time. And I have to say, I remember a series that I preached on this called Back to the Future, and it was based on the three movies of the Back to the Future trilogy, and each of the messages was based on this idea of that what we call eschatology, future events and so on, and it's about what Jesus really did. The future showed up when Jesus showed up, and now he made us to be connected with that future. It's amazing. It's amazing to think about and contemplate. But if we are soldiers in this kingdom, then we must fight the good fight of faith in this present age by being connected, by being online with our King in heaven. So online with heaven, what does it mean? It means to be connected to the kingdom, or connected with the kingdom. And this is in verse 4 and 5. I'll read it again. On one occasion, while he was eating with them, he gave them this command: do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift of my that my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. What's interesting about this is God does not want us to just rush off, you know, just rush off and on our own steam. That's the problem. Maybe he wants us to rush off, but under his steam. Okay? We must not just go, we must be sent. And it's that power that sends us. The disciples had been 3 years with Jesus, listening to his teachings, watching his miracles and so on. Practical training. And then, an extra 40 days. An extra 40 days of intense teaching about the kingdom of God. Personal instruction from Christ. But Jesus said that's not enough. It's not just about instruction. It's not that you know the way. It's not that we can just understand the principles of the kingdom. And that's what they were understanding. They had principles of the kingdom to share, but they needed the power of the kingdom to share them. They needed God's power. Now, Jesus was very concerned about this issue. In verse 4, he said, do not leave Jerusalem, but wait. Wait for the gift my Father promised. Because he not only wanted them to be empowered by the Holy Spirit, but he wanted them to be led by the Spirit. You know? Dynamite is powerful, and it can do amazing things. But just to light a stick and carry it around, that's dangerous. You know? God wanted to empower them, but also to guide them. And that's the function of the Holy Spirit. He not only empowers us and gives us courage and emboldens us, but he also guides us. He gives us leadership. He gives us wisdom. He gives us direction. And so, Jesus, in his earthly ministry, that's how he lived. He was led of the Spirit, it says. When the presence of the Spirit was there, he healed. And it was very interesting for me to understand that the power of Jesus' ministry did not reside in himself. He never used his Godhead power as the Son of God. He never used it. He only used the power of the Holy Spirit because he was being a legitimate man. And that's hard for some people to understand. Jesus was human. He became human so he could identify with us. And he could actually say, follow me. He could show us what we had to do. We had to be empowered just like him. Remember his baptism? Holy Spirit came upon him. Then he began his ministry. Not before then. Interesting. You have to think about those kinds of things because many people get this idea that Jesus did the whole thing himself and we can't do that. No. Jesus sent us to do the same. What does it say here? In John chapter 20, he says, as the Father sent me, so send I you. That puts us right there in connection with this Holy Spirit the way he was. Christ went back to heaven to connect believers with kingdom power. But that isn't like getting plugged into an electric outlet. No, that's like having the power generator come inside of you and live there and produce the power. You never have to get plugged in because you are plugged in inside of you. Jesus is the power of the kingdom of God. Jesus is that power. And the Holy Spirit, who resides in us, is the medium of that power. And it's what it means for us to be online with heaven. Jesus is physically in heaven right now. But he is spiritually, through the Holy Spirit, in our hearts, and we have that connection with the very throne of God through Jesus. This is an amazing thing, to be online with heaven. What does it mean? It means to abandon the old for the new. And this is in verse 6 through 8. So when the disciples met together, they asked him, Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel? He said to them, it is not for you to know the dates, the times and the dates. Harold Camping, did you hear that one? Okay. It is not for you to know the times or the dates the Father has set by His own authority. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be My witnesses. And He tells them they're going to be witnesses all over the place. God has given us Bible prophecy to tell us about things. But He's not concerned that we know the times and the dates. That's not His concern. And you know something, the apostles, they're like us a lot of times. And as we grow older, we're more and more like this. Are you going to restore the good old days? Jesus, are you at this time going to restore the good old days? I'm going to tell you something. That is a crazy question. Look back in the Old Testament. Was there ever a time where everlasting righteousness was established, where God's reign and everlasting holiness and righteousness was established in the Old Testament? No, it's failure after failure after failure of people to establish God's kingdom here on earth. It's not there in the Old Testament. The good old... Are you going to restore the power to Israel? What kind of power were they talking about? You know, He said that God put this by His own authority. It's not for you to know the times and the dates. This is all under God's authority. And what Jesus brought was a new view of that authority. It's not political control. It's not having our politician in there, whoever our politician would be, because he's going to fail. It's Israel's going to fail. Israel failed again and again. Will you establish the kingdom to Israel again? Why? Why? It never worked. It's God's kingdom. It's God's kingdom. And what He did establish was people who were spiritually changed through this God-empowered message of the gospel. John chapter 16, I tell you, Jesus said, I tell you the truth. It is good that I'm going away. Unless I go, the counselor will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. When he comes, he will convict the world of guilt in regard to sin and righteousness and judgment. The Holy Spirit was given for us to give this message. He was given to empower that message. Christ ascended into heaven to get us online with kingdom power. Now, what does it mean to be online with heaven? It means to serve a heavenly king, to be in the service of a heavenly king. You know, they were looking up, and then the clouds hid him from their sight. And an earthly focus, sometimes clouds our vision. It clouds our spiritual eyes. And that's why Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 16, so from now on, we regard no one from a worldly point of view. Though once we regarded Christ in this way, we do so no longer. You know, it's nice to read through the Gospels and to get a picture of Jesus in His incarnation, because it really does relate to us. But what we really need to see is a human Jesus. Human. I mean with hands, with eyes, with a mouth, with a nose, with ears. With everything that humans have, Jesus is up there, and we are connected with Him through the Holy Spirit. We have a representative in heaven. We are online with heaven. We can focus on Jesus in the Gospels, but our focus now is not to remain there, but to see Him where He really is and where He stands right now at the throne of God. You know, the angels asked, why do you stand here looking into the sky? This sky is part of this life, right? Part of this world. Why are you looking at the sky? You know, when angels come down to earth, it always reminds us of our heavenly goal. But the mission of angels, wherever they have come to us, when they've come down to earth, when they visit humans, the mission of angels has always been this: to spur us on, if they are the right kind of angels, if they're God's angels. There are other angels, you know. But God's angels, when they come down to earth, their mission is to spur us on to doing God's will on earth. Jesus was doing God's will on earth while he was here. Now he's in heaven and we're supposed to do it, connected to him. Now, what earthly motivation should Jesus' ascension instill in us? What is the motivation of this, of serving the heavenly King? Well, this same Jesus who has been taken from you in heaven to reign as our heavenly King will come back to fulfill the future King. He's bringing the future really here. I mean, totally here when he comes again. The future will be totally present. Now that future is present here through the Holy Spirit, connected to the future in heaven that will appear. That's our motivation for being faithful in service today. Hebrews 4:14, I'll close with this after I want to have a poem too, but Hebrews 4:14 says this: Since we have a great high priest who has gone through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold firmly to the faith that we profess. The ascension paved the way for God to empower us in kingdom living, in living out this faith. I want to close with this poem. It's called Before the Throne of God Above. It's by Charity Lee Bancroft. I think she died in the 1920s. Before the throne of God above, I have a strong, a perfect plea, a great high priest whose name is love, who ever lives and pleads for me. My name is graven on his hands. My name is written on his heart. I know that while in heaven he stands, no tongue can bid me thence depart. When Satan tempts me to despair and tells me of the guilt within, upward I look and see him there, who made an end of all my sin. Behold him there, the risen Lamb, my perfect, spotless righteousness, the great, unchangeable I Am, the King of glory and of grace. One with the Lord I cannot die. My soul is purchased by his blood. My life is hid with Christ on high, with Christ, my Savior and my God. Let's pray. Father God, thank you for this remembrance of the ascension. Lord, we are remembering you today in your death, but also in this sermon, what your death accomplished for us is now in heaven, resurrected, you. And when you feed us upon your body and upon your blood, Lord, when we partake of your nature through the Holy Spirit indwelling us, Lord God, we have tasted the future. Lord, we have a message that there's nothing like it on the face of this planet. Lord, everyone needs it. Let us walk in it and let us share it by your Spirit, we pray, by your kingdom power. Amen.